Now, you ought to know with Dave Serio on Frederick's News Radio, 930 WFMD.
Advice that you need and your phone calls on our nationwide toll-free line, 866-96-TALK-CARS. Now, Dave Serio.
Good morning, everyone, and welcome to another edition of You Ought to Know right here on Free Talk 930 WFMD. Hey, it's a pleasure to be with you. Live broadcast the 10th of August, and we would love to talk to you. We've got a toll-free number for you to call, toll-free from anywhere in the country. So if you're listening in Frederick or Hagerstown or maybe West Virginia, Pennsylvania, D.C., just call the toll-free number and you're on the show with me, 866-96-TALK. Cars. Speaking of on the show with me, we have Mike Lambert from the Shine Shop on the line. Michael, good morning.
Good morning, Dave. How are you?
I am doing well, sir. Great to talk to you. You've had a couple busy days recently, I tell you.
Yeah, we've been kind of busy.
You've had wheel repair. You went to the car show last Sunday at Dynamic Automotive. Yep. You had some customers. You've been pretty busy, and the Dynamic Automotive show went great.
Yeah, it did. It went really well. A lot of cars, a lot of really nice cars. Excellent food, as always. Jose and his staff put on a really nice show, so we really enjoyed ourselves.
Very good. Very good. Glad you had a good time there.
Yeah.
And of course, I was talking about a wheel repair, because we talked at an earlier show, and you had a situation where a repair that had been done years ago had started to show a little bit more, and now it was time to get that looked at again.
Yeah, we had a repair, unfortunately, done a couple years ago, and just as a matter of time, it was starting to show its age, so we had given the thought to changing the look of the car and looked at prices of new wheels and said, no, I don't think so.
Who said, no, I don't think so?
You know exactly who said, no, I don't think so.
Well, Lena said no? That's so unusual. Yes. Come on now.
The comptroller of the business said, no, I don't think so.
I hear you.
So we went to our friend at Rim Renew, and I'll give you his information in a minute. And we had the wheels powder coated, any damage that was done that was still left over. We had that fixed, had the wheels powder coated, mounted and balanced the tires. Everything came out perfect.
Great.
And it was less than the cost of one wheel from the dealership.
That's incredible. Really is.
Yes.
And I tell we're talking like aluminum and magnesium wheels, right?
Yeah, these are aluminum wheels.
Right.
And one of the wheels from the Dodge dealership is over $1,000.
Sheesh.
So, yeah. So I really like the way these wheels looked on the car. We just changed up the color a little bit, did a darker Mercedes silver metallic.
Gotcha.
So it looks really good on the black. So I'm very pleased with it. And the reason you may want to think about this is if you have some curb rash, maybe.
I avoid curbs. I don't know about you, but I avoid curbs.
Exactly. But things happen.
This is true.
Things do happen.
Yes, they do.
Pothole damage, which, you know, we never see that in the state of Maryland.
No. So, it's ridiculous
talk. Can cause bent wheels, wobbly wheels, things like that. If somebody's vandalized your car possibly, or from, I see a lot of it from car wash damage, and from detailers using the wrong chemicals. So you can also, and just if you want to change the appearance of your car.
Right.
So it's less, like I said, it's less expensive than replacement wheels. You can have them painted. You can have them powder coated. We went powder coating because it's pretty much indestructible. And again, multiple colors. You can have, talk to Sam about that. So the place where I went, I highly recommend.
Uh-huh.
And he's on our website. I make no money if you go there, so please just remember that.
Gotcha.
It's called Rim Renew,
mm-hmm.
and it's at 6431 Baltimore National Pike in Catonsville. His name is Sam Friedman. Very nice people. It's him and another gentleman, and they do excellent work. Very clean facility. And the phone number is 410-327-3639. It's on my website. If you didn't have a chance to write it down, just Google Rim Renew, and all the information about what he does and what he can and can't do is on his website.
Fantastic. Now, Mike, as a show, of giving advice, you know that we're always about full disclosure here. Wouldn't you agree?
Yep.
Okay,
yes.
So we always try to be upfront with people, let them know what's going on, and be honest with them as far as, companies and people that we recommend, right?
Exactly.
Well, the reason why I'm bringing this up, I have been told that one of the reasons why the no to the all-new Ford wheels was because someone had ordered a $2,000 hood for the same car that the wheels were thinking about going on. Do you know anything about that?
Maybe.
She said, don't throw her under the bus one more time, mister. I'm telling you.
She's been very nice to me. She runs the business perfectly.
It's so too late. It's too late. You're dead. You're deadbeat. You're gone. You're shot,
okay,
you know?
I'll just hang up now.
No, you can't do that, because when we come back from break, we need to talk about some car shows that are going on today, okay?
Okay.
All right. No, we're just kidding around with you, mister. But, getting the wheels repaired, much smarter idea. And, you know,
I
my shop, I did it a lot, and people were just shocked and pleased at how good it looked, that's for sure.
Yeah, it is amazing. I mean, when you see some of the before and after pictures on his website, you'll be like, wow, I would have just thrown that wheel away.
Exactly.
But no, they do phenomenal work. And it, like I said, it's much less expensive than buying a new set of wheels.
All right. Well, when we come back, we're going to talk about some car shows. We thank you for mentioning Rim Renew, and we'll be back in just a few moments. We're listening to You Ought to Know on Free Talk 930 WFMD in Frederick.
Results on ethanol corrosion are in, and it's not pretty. 10 of the top automakers say unless you bought a flex fuel engine, they won't warranty ethanol damage. That's why AAA says don't use it. But most states mandate ethanol in every gallon, so you can bet it's in your tank now. There's a defense against ethanol corrosion. It's called BG Ethanol Defense, and available at over 20,000 shops. Find one now at bgfindashop.com. That's bgfindashop.com. Remember these two letters.
BG.
You depend on your car for driving to work, shopping, and carpooling with the kids. So if your car's engine, transmission, or differential gives out, you need to call your auto repair techs to have a remanufactured Jasper product installed. They're built to be better than new, and they'll add years of life to your vehicle. And Jasper engines, transmissions, and differentials power winning cars in the NASCAR Sprint Cup Series, and they'll make you a winner in your race of everyday life. For the nearest Jasper installer, visit jasperengines.com.
That just said, boom, problem. Or, boom, uh-oh. Or, boom, dude, I got a crappy feeling about this. So I pulled over and I checked the engine. It was there. So I took off. I mean, I'm not a mechanic, but I can do that. Engine. Check.
That is Arj Barker and his check engine light comedy. Love that from him. I'm Dave Sirio. It's Saturday morning, and that means You Ought to Know. Free Talk 930 WFMD in Frederick. Let's go back to the phone. We've got Mr. Mike Lambert from the Shine Shop on the line after laying you out on the bus there with the wife. How are you, Mr. Mike?
I'm still here.
You're still there. You're a diligent guy. I love that. All right, so we got a couple shows that are going on right now, don't we?
Yes, sir. Today we have, and these first three shows are all for today, not much going on tomorrow other than the usual Carson Coffees.
Gotcha.
So we have the Summer Showdown from 11 to 3 at Security Square Mall. This is an outside show. Registration is $20. Plenty of food, drinks, and entertainment available. We have the All GM Show from 9 at Montgomery College, $20. Beverages again available.
Go there in my Viper.
We have the 8 Show from 2. Registration from 8 to 11 is $20. And the 7900 Road in Dundalk.
And,
food and beverages, kids all available. And this weekend we have a very large show. It's the from August the 16th to the 18th is the first Good Guys Meet American Nationals, and that'll be at the Pennsylvania Fairgrounds. Friday and Saturday is 8 a.m. to 5 a.m. Sunday is 8 to 3. And it's over 2,000 cars up to the year of 1987. Admission is $18 at the gate, and that's good. If you go Friday, that's good for all 3 days. And if you're going Sunday only, it's $15. I'm hoping to go next weekend, but I'm not sure yet. But my friend Eric will be at the McGuire's truck, so if you go, please go say hi to him, and maybe he'll give you some free stuff.
Hey, you never know. They got a lot of free stuff to give away because that's what they
sure
do there. So it works out great.
Yep. So that's it.
All right. Well, that's enough for crying out loud. That's for sure. Let's talk about some of the – real quick, let's talk about some of the cars and coffee for tomorrow. What is going on in those areas?
I believe tomorrow is the Burtonsville Cars and Coffee. That's every other Sunday from 9 until noon, I believe it is.
Okay.
And that's at the Harris Teeter Shopping Center in Burtonsville.
Right.
And then you have the Church of the Holy Donut, which is in Clarksville. And that's always a good time, and that's from 8 a.m. till everybody goes home.
You know, I just had you say that because I'd like to hear you say Church of the Holy Donut and Harris and Harris Teeter. So they're fun things to talk about. So I just want to make sure you're up to date with that.
Okay, good.
All right.
Glad to help you.
Mike Lambert from the Shine Shop. If you're not familiar with Mike is what I like to call an extreme detailer. The easiest way for me to explain Mike Lambert to you is one thing. He will spend more time on your car polishing it and getting it ready to be protected by a synthetic wax or a coating than you would be willing to do. That's the best I can say about Mike. It is a fact. He spent more time on my cars than I would ever want to spend on my cars. So that is the best compliment that I can give Mike. It always looks great. He does ceramic coatings. He does synthetic waxes. To get in contact with Mike, if you have any questions, you're welcome to give him a call during the week at 410-833-1632. The website is theshineshopautodetailing.com, and you should be following Mike on Instagram and Facebook or one or the other, okay, at The Shine Shop Auto Detailing. Keeps you informed what's going on, but more importantly, the before and after pictures are unbelievable. As I mentioned in the first show, the one that you sent out on the Lexus last week was incredible. He had a picture on Facebook that he had to tell me was a reflection off the paint. I would have never known that it was a reflection off the paint. I would have thought it was just a regular photo of the sunrise or the sky at that time, but it was off the reflection of a black car that he had just finished, and it was gorgeous.
Well, thank you. I appreciate that. That was brand new one that we had erase the love shown by the dealership, but I appreciate that. I was pretty proud of that one.
Yeah, it's amazing how one guy with a buffer can do so much damage. It is unbelievable, isn't it?
Yeah, and that car wasn't even buffed on, really. They tried to fix some spots that they scratched up with their worn-out wash brushes. That was pretty much all damage from the dealership washing it.
And did you get it all taken care of?
Absolutely.
Very good. You know, sometimes they go too far and you can't bring it back,
exactly.
But you had a good chance. And that was a black car too, wasn't it?
Exactly. And the only thing I will add to that is when he complained, they said, well, we'll give you a silver car so the scratches don't show up.
Oh, my goodness.
So that was the dealership's answer, which I thought was just hilarious.
Yeah.
But,
I'm sure
the way it is.
I'm sure the customer saw the humor in that too.
Yes, he did.
Unbelievable. Unbelievable. Well, yep. Mike, you do great work.
Thank you.
I can honestly say, you know, I have a lot of repair facilities that we advertise on the show, and there's a couple of them that I've never had a complaint about in all the years, and you fall into that category. I've never had a complaint from any of the work that you've done. Everybody raves about it, and I know the reason why is because you really do care about what goes out with your name on it. And for that reason alone, people are going to be satisfied with the work because your satisfaction level is extremely high. You have to be satisfied first. And trust me, there are things that we wouldn't even see as regular consumers that you see and straighten out.
Well, I appreciate that. That's nice to hear. I was taught a long time ago by our friend Rod Kraft that just remember your names on the car, because if they, they're happy, they'll tell a couple people. If they're not, they'll tell lots of people.
All right. Now, let me know how things go with Lena when you get home, okay?
Yeah, thanks.
Well, you know, a little bus under throwing, no problem, buddy. Hey, Mike, thanks so much for being part of the show today. We appreciate it. Once again, 410-833-1632, and the website is theshineshopautodetailing.com. Have a blessed day, buddy.
Thank you, Dave. You too.
All right. Mike Lambert from the Shine Shop. We appreciate him being a part of the show. Let's see who we have on the line. This is Dave Sirio. Who do we have?
Woodstock.
Hey, Steve. Thank you for calling back, buddy. I appreciate that so much. How are you today?
Sure thing. I'm doing great. Thank you. And I listen to you every week on CBM, and even when I'm traveling across the country, I get you online on CBM. Well, I enjoy the show every week.
Well, thank you. I appreciate that very much, buddy.
Yes, sir. Here's the deal. A friend of mine called. She said, I don't know what's wrong with my battery. So she had a hard time starting in the morning yesterday. She took it over to Advanced Auto Parts, and they did a battery test on it.
Right.
Generator's fine, alternator's fine. Battery was at 13.5, and they said it's great, but it shows a 31 amp parasitic draw.
Oh,
what that, could cause a 31 amp?
Now, I think I got a feeling somebody gave you some information that's not completely correct there. That would be like, I don't know if I've ever heard one being that strong. So I think we've got some wrong information on that, but they may have a parasitic draw. Explain, do you know anything about the no start? What's going on? Has she had to actually jump start the car, or is it just a long crank or what?
Did have to jump start the car, okay. And it started fine in the morning. She went to a place, was there for about 4 or 5 hours, went back to the car, and it would not crank.
Okay, it sounds like a battery to me. It does sound like a battery to me. Now, In saying that, if there is a parasitic draw, the first thing you check is anything that may not be factory. If she's had anything done to the vehicle, like, for example, a stereo system added or rear camera or cruise control or something like that, something that's been added to the vehicle, that's the first thing you look. And also trailer hitch, by the way. Some people put trailer hitches on vehicles, and that can cause a problem. So anything that's been added to the vehicle. If the vehicle is bone stock, very seldom do you get a parasitic draw. Very seldom. But a rodent can chew things, can cause that. But I would lean towards that being a battery. I really would.
Okay. All right. Sounds good. She bought it brand new, Lexus. Everything's factory. Always had it. It's a Lexus battery. She's always gone to the dealer.
A parasitic draw on a Lexus is as common as you having a winning lottery ticket in your right pocket and getting struck by lightning at the same time.
I was kind of thinking the same way.
Yes.
So I was thinking, I was not there when they tested the battery, so I couldn't attest to what exactly happened. This was all reported by phone.
Batteries are fickle. The batteries are fickle.
It might be the battery.
Yep, I think you're talking about that too. Okay?
Yeah. Yeah, thanks a lot, Dave.
Hey, my pleasure, Steve. Thanks for the call.
Take care.
Bye-bye. Taking a break. Back in just a few moments. You're listening to You Ought to Know. Saturday mornings, 10 to 11, right here on Free Talk 930 WFMD.
Her cat and her black limousine on the scratches from the marks of men.
Honey, come on, let's go.
Oh, Rob,
you can't go, mister.
Oh, mister, I'm going to drive my wife myself.
You and me and the car in front of us all locked bumpers when you knocked into me.
Well, can't we unlock them?
You've got to have a lot of help for that. We're like welded together.
Oh, my God. I'll have to go. I know. Millie, call any of the neighbors and ask them. No, I'll do it. Can I use your phone?
Oh,
no,
what?
I'll use ours. Where is it?
It's over there. Oh.
What's their number?
Who's?
Honey, I want you to sit down. Don't stand up. Sit down.
Oh, Rob.
That's it. Hello, operator. Operator, my wife's having a baby. Oh, wait a minute. Give me the police.
Rob, why don't we just call another taxi?
Yeah, let me call my company. We'll have another cab here in 5 minutes.
Yeah, Rob,
there's
let
not going to be any company. Oh, don't hang up. Sir, my wife's having a baby, and there's three cars in my driveway all welded together. No, wait a minute. Send a squad car here right away. Good. Our troubles are over, honey.
Rob.
A squad car is coming right down here any minute now,
Rob.
And they'll take what's the matter.
You didn't give them our address.
Hi, Miss Helper. Hi, Miss Petrie. Got any shirts to go?
Right over there, Charlie.
Good.
Oh, put down that laundry, Charlie.
What for?
My wife's having a baby. You're going to drive us to the hospital.
Oh, I am? Oh, good, yes.
Honey, you don't mind going to in a laundry truck, do you?
No, as long as you're with me, darling. This is very nice of you.
Oh, that's all right. You know our motto. We pick up and deliver.
The classic Dick Van Dyke Show, of course. And a lot of that is physical comedy that Dick Van Dyke does so well. For example, he was wearing Buddy Sorrell's pants, which, you know, you can imagine what they look like. And then he drops the phone down the pants while he's talking. It's hilarious stuff. He really was a very, very, he still is a great comic. I don't know if you ever saw Dick Van Dyke at his 90th birthday. They had a special show for him. And he came out and duplicated a dance that he did when he was about 35 or 40 years of age. And at 90, he duplicated that dance. Incredible. I'm Dave Sirio. It's Saturday morning, 10 to 11. Free Talk 930 WFMD. And the morning would not be complete without Craig Shipp from Frederick.com. Good morning, Mr. Craig.
And it is a beautiful morning. Are you going to dance for us this morning?
Oh, no. That was Dick Van Dyke. I could dance like I did at 35 or 40, and still no one would be impressed.
Well, there you go.
Yes.
Okay, so I've got a whole bunch of events, though, and we've got a low humidity, beautiful day here in Maryland.
Yep.
And so I'm gonna go through these pretty quick. But first, if you do want to make a road trip, the Renfrew, that's Renfrew Museum and Park, is having their reenactment, their Civil War event today and tomorrow. That's in Waynesboro, Pennsylvania. So that's a nice little day trip to go up there and enjoy that. It's a beautiful park, big mature trees, a nice stream running through it. I've been there several times to that event. So that's a road trip.
How far is that in time?
Oh, that's only from Thurmont here. It's only about half an hour, something like that.
That's great.
It's not that far to Waynesboro.
Okay.
Yeah, so depending on where you are, it's a beautiful little trip out there, and you're going to drive right by Catoctin Mountain Orchard both ways.
Oh, you can
stop and pick a few things up, load your trunk up.
Stop by for an apple pie.
there. That's right. So then we've got Adventure Park is having their movie night tonight. Tomorrow, Freddie Long Band is at Linganore Wine Cellars. He's really good. He does like a lot of Elton John stuff and some really good stuff. August 11th, same day, that bridal open house at Bolingbrook Mansion we've mentioned before. The Little Gym is having a thing also tomorrow. Wonder Kids Club, a half-day event there, so folks can check out the Little Gym. The carnival at Rocky Ridge starts also on the 12th. That's Monday, I guess. And it goes from the 12th to the 17th, so it goes all next week, and they're going to have a parade on Wednesday. That parade is always fantastic. And they've got great bluegrass music. Usually after the parade, I'll go and shoot some clips of the bluegrass music. They're really good.
And I'm going to make all the kids and parents happy right now by making this statement. Do you realize here in Florida that school starts on Monday the 12th?
I've heard the school is starting to start a lot of places.
Yeah. So I know it'd make a lot of guys, a lot of kids happy to hear that it's down here in Florida and not up there in Maryland. That's for sure.
Well, I know when I was a kid, you know, I didn't want it to start, period. I wanted the summer to keep going.
I hear
that. That's how that is. But on the 15th, we've got Heritage Training, Heritage Women's Group. I don't know what that's all about on the 15th. You got to click on these, and then you get all the details.
Sure.
You go to Frederick. Facebook.com/Frederick County, Facebook.com/Frederick County. You'll see all these events I'm reading off here. Shamrock Restaurant is having some live entertainment on the 17th here in Thurmont. Let's see, Dublin Roasters is having some live entertainment on the 18th. This is August 18th. August 23, we've mentioned Kelly Bell Band. They're fantastic. They're going to be at the Carroll Creek Amphitheater, and that's beautiful down there.
Right.
Debbie Williams on the 24th.
Oh, it's coming up.
Family fundraiser phenomenon.
Yep.
And you know, it's possible that this is going to be the last year.
Why is that?
Debbie has been talking about retiring, as at least from the PPF.
Right.
And she hasn't yet found anybody to take the reins.
Oh, my goodness.
You know, it's a lot of work.
Oh, yeah. And it's 100%,
a lot of work.
And it's 100% charity, too.
That's right. There's no salary or anything. And so you really have to find the right person, right?
Craig, you should talk to her.
So folks, August 24, don't miss it. Family fundraiser phenomenon, because it might be the last one. I mean, it's not.
I hope not.
We're not sure.
I hope not.
But, you know, go. That's August 24th. That's always been a must-attend event. It's fantastic, a great value for what you get, and all the money goes to great causes.
And, you know, the thing is, we always say, well, you know, one person, it's always, you know, a situation where not one person is completely, but in this case, Debbie Williams has done such a great job with this show over the years, I mean, lots of years, that it is tough to find somebody that's willing to take over something like that, the dedication, without a paycheck. You know,
that's right.
You've got to find the right person, and I'm hoping she does.
Very rare, very rare. I mean, her skill set and the fact that she was willing to do it, you know, for free for all those years and put in the amount of time and effort. I mean, she does a lot to promote everything that they do.
Right.
So, absolutely, she's not replaceable. I mean, I can come right out and say that right now. I mean, you can't find another Debbie Williams. You might be able to find somebody, you know, close or somebody that can continue it.
Let's hope.
And God bless them if they can. But that's very difficult.
Ladies and gentlemen, if you're listening right now, keep that in mind. If you know of somebody that maybe has just retired or has a business that allows them a lot of free time, maybe they could talk to Debbie and see if they could help out.
Absolutely. Absolutely.
All right. We have to get going.
So that's what I have for you today.
Well, thank you, Craig.
A lot of fun stuff.
We appreciate it, buddy. As always, very, very good. We appreciate your help so much, buddy, and keeping us informed of what's going on in the weekend, okay?
Well, great show, Dave.
Thank you, Craig. Have a great day, buddy.
Take care.
Bye-bye. Craig Shipp from Frederick.com. And, of course, you can find out all the information that he was talking about at Facebook.com/Frederick County. All that is on there. Taking a break. Back in just a few moments. You're listening to You Ought to Know. It's Saturday mornings, 10 to 11, right here on Free Talk 930 WFMD. Telephone number to call, 866-96-TALK-CARS. 866-968-2552. That's a toll-free number to call and be a part of the show. You're listening to You Ought to Know. Free Talk 930 WFMD.
Ask the girl what she wanted to be. She said, baby, can't you see? I want to be famous, a star on the screen.
Sheldon Cooper.
Good morning, Your Honor. Dr. Sheldon Cooper, appearing in pro se. That is to say, representing himself.
I know what it means. I went to law school.
And yet you wound up in traffic court. Anyway, if it would please the court, I'd like to begin with an opening statement.
The court would advise you to make it quick, as the court had a dicey-looking breakfast burrito this morning and just took an Imodium.
Very well. Quick opening statement. Like a milking stool, my case rests on three legs. Demonstrate that I was improperly instructed in driving by a woman whose lack of respect for society borders on the sociopathic. I will argue that the emergency met the legal doctrine of quod est necessarium est licitum, that which is necessary is legal. But first, I will raise a Sixth Amendment issue. I am unable to confront my accuser, a non-human entity, to wit, a camera. So, to sum up, improper instruction, quod est necessarium est licitum, Sixth Amendment. My milk stool is complete.
Impressive.
Thank you.
Guilty. Pay the cashier.
I object. You're completely ignoring the law.
No, I'm following the law. I'm ignoring you.
Really? Point out that I am at the top of my profession while you preside over the kiddie table of yours.
Dr. Cooper, before I fine you in contempt and throw you in jail, I'm going to give you a chance to apologize for that last remark.
I'm a scientist. I never apologize for the truth.
Big Bang, of course, Sheldon in traffic court. I'm Dave Serio. Good morning to you. Phone lines are open at 866-96-TALK-CARS. If you've got a question about auto repair, buying and selling information, anything to do with the automobile business, feel free to give me a call. Be more than happy to do my best to answer that for you. And of course, keeping you informed of what's going on, we have our advertisers, Wassler Tire and Auto in Taylorsville. Expert import and domestic auto repair performed there. And they also work on light and medium trucks and also motorhomes. 410-635-8375. And also, of course, we have Dynamic Automotive with all four locations. They've got them in Liberty Town and New Market and Urbana and downtown Frederick. All right, let's talk about some of the other things that are going on in the automobile business right now. These vehicles, most of them are probably still at the dealer, but 2020 Ford Explorers have been recalled, along with the 2020 Lincoln Aviator, which is the brother or sister, kissing cousin, whatever, to the Explorer. It is a voluntary safety compliance recall. It turns out that the manual park release function, which allows you to release the shifter from park to drive if it will not do it as it is designed to when you put your foot on the brake, there's a cover for that that somehow they forgot. So they're going to install the cover. It's an easy recall, and they may even send the covers out to people. I don't know. I've had seen recalls like that in the past where something as easy to install as just pop right in. They actually have sent it to the customers, but if that, they will also be more than happy to install it for you at the dealer. But that is going to be almost all 2020 Ford Explorers. The production build started from March 27th through July 24th, and they finally realized that and getting that taken care of. There are a number of other recalls going on also. One of the strangest recalls that I have ever seen, and actually we talked about it Friday morning, yesterday morning, on the Morning News Express with Bob Miller. We're there every Friday morning, 6:40 a.m., doing our little report, telling about recalls, and also taking care of information about other things that are going on in the automotive business. I would say that you're a situation where you very seldom see a recall that offers just one vehicle. But that is what happened. A Ram 2015 has been recalled, and it is just one vehicle. So the information is on the website, DaveSerio.com. The chances of it being somebody around here is slim, but I just thought it was neat to bring up. They have a complete NHTSA, National Highway Traffic Safety Administration, campaign. They've got the campaign number. They've got everything done as if they were doing a major recall, but it is for one 2019 Ram 1500. It's like winning the lottery. So there'll be a lot of people that will not have that recall, but there's one person out there. One guy, one gal, one or the other, has a problem with just one truck having to do with the cluster. You're not going to get me to say what it is, okay? But with the cluster, and they are recalling a vehicle. The recall is scheduled to begin. Get this. I get the kick out of this, too. It's only one person. Why didn't they just give them a call? Okay? But the recall is scheduled to begin September 13th. So not only is it just for one vehicle out of all of the 2019 Ram 1500 trucks built, but they have to wait till September 13th to get a hold of this person. I don't care what anybody says. That's funny. That's some funny stuff. Well, we have a recall also coming up from Audi in just a few moments. One truck, one Ram 1500, and they're recalling it. It seems to me that they could have very easily got a hold of this person, and NHTSA would have said, no problem. Okay? I would have thought so. So anyway, Audi is recalling about 144,000 vehicles because there's a possibility that an airbag may not deploy. The system can disable the passenger side front airbag in the event that there's no one seated there. Now, if that system goes wrong, the consequences can be dire. Accident can happen. Airbag doesn't deploy. Person in the passenger seat could get seriously injured. So, if you have a 2017 or 2018 Audi A4 or Audi S4, whether it's sedan or all-road, doesn't matter, 2017 or 18 Audi A4 or S4, you're going to be getting a recall for that. And the recall also covers the 2018 Audi A5 and S5, and that's in the coupe, convertible, and sportback variants. Tell you, one of the prettiest vehicles out on the road are the Audi coupes, the two-door coupes, whether it be like the S7, it is a gorgeous vehicle. Now, as you know, I'm not a real big fan of the German cars, and it's not because I don't like their design or I don't like their performance or I don't like how they handle. I love all that, but the quality is good, but repairs can be very healthy. Between the service being limited to either people who specialize in those cars or also, of course, going to the dealer, and also the parts availability and expense is pretty healthy. So, in saying that, they are some gorgeous cars that perform very well. But right now, if you have a 2017 or 18 Audi A4 or S4, or 2018 only Audi A5 or S5, you are included in this recall. So it's an important one. The passenger side airbag warning light, the warning light for SRS should come on, but there is still a possibility that no warning light will let you know that your airbag may not deploy on the passenger side if your vehicle is not being repaired by the recall. Information going out very soon to all of the Audi dealers, Audi customers that are affected, so that you can take that to the dealer and get that taken care of. A lot of times, vehicle manufacturers kind of ignore possible problems or take them as they come if they're under warranty. But when they're out of warranty, they expect the customer to take care of any of the repairs. This is one of them. There is a class action lawsuit right now alleging that General Motors had 2011 through 16 GMC and Chevrolet diesel trucks with a 6.6 liter Duramax engines that they are not compatible with American diesel fuel. The lawsuit, filed Wednesday in federal court in Detroit, alleges General Motors sold hundreds of thousands of diesels with high-pressure fuel injection pumps designed by the German auto supplier Bosch that pumped metal shavings into the fuel injection system and damaged the fuel system and engines. The lawsuit alleges that because American diesel fuel is thinner than European diesel and provides less lubrication, it allows air pockets to form inside the fuel injection pump during operation, which causes metal to rub against metal, generating metal shavings. And these metal shavings allegedly are causing the fuel pump for the diesels to fail. This is a class action lawsuit. This is not a technical service bulletin at this time. So we don't know exactly what General Motors' standing is going to be in this. But right now, this is happening. The lawsuit alleged, and this affects a lot of vehicles. This could be a billion-dollar settlement if it turns out that they are found guilty of this. Now, normally, there has to be a whole lot of proof and sometimes proof of them knowing about the problem and not doing anything about it. According to the lawsuit, the pump secretly deposits metal shavings and debris throughout the fuel injection system and the engine until it suddenly and catastrophically fails without warning. Such catastrophic failure often causes the vehicle to shut off while in motion and renders it unable to be restarted because the vehicle's fuel injection system and engine component parts have been completely contaminated and destroyed. GM promised consumers the continued reliability of their diesel engines, but with increased fuel efficiency and power, greater fuel efficiency, the lawsuit said, referring to the Bosch fuel injection pumps as a ticking time bomb. We'll let you know more about that as it occurs. Have yourself a blessed day. We thank you so much for being with us, and we look forward to talking to you next week here on Free Talk 930 WFMD.
$100 bills, and it kills and it thrills like the horns on my Silverado grill. And I buy the bar double round a crown, and everybody's getting down in this town.
News Radio 930 WFMD Frederick,
a Connoisseur Media radio station.